Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pennywise Podcast, the best pod around for personal finance. We're part of the Lee Enterprises Podcast Network and brought to you in partnership with WalletHub, the best personal finance app in the whole wide world. You can sign up for WalletHub to save money, improve your credit, and budget better. I'm your host, John Kiernan. I'm the managing editor at WalletHub, and I've been covering personal finance for more than 15 years. My goal is to help you manage your money better and hopefully have a little bit of fun in the process. It can be fun. As always, be sure to let us know if you have any questions, if there's something you want us to cover. We'll do our best to work it in. Today, we're talking about capping credit card interest rates at 10%. This move has been proposed by high-profile figures on both sides of the aisle politically, including Senators Bernie Sanders and Josh Hawley, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and even President Trump. Proponents argue that it could help struggling consumers afford everyday necessities, noting that credit card interest rates are way too high and consumers have a lot of debt to begin with. But the proposal has also been met with stiff pushback from the credit card industry, as well as analysts and economists. For example, Chase CEO Jamie Dimon said it would be an economic disaster that could potentially cut 80% of people off from credit. Similarly, my boss, WalletHub CEO Odysseus Papadimitriou, believes a 10% rate cap is, quote-unquote, a horrible idea. He said people who currently have credit card debt will get some short-term relief, but the move will inevitably block millions of people whose credit history does not merit a 10% APR from accessing credit at all. And so think about it. When was the last time you got approved for a 10% APR? Most people might not even be ever, if anytime recently. So to give you a little more context on kind of the lay of the land and what people are proposing, just consider a few of these stats from recent WalletHub research. The latest 25 basis point Fed rate cut saved people with credit card debt approximately $1.93 billion over 12 months, and a 10% cap would likely save people $100 billion over or more in just a year's time. So there's a lot of savings in play here. And you have to realize that we're coming from a very high point in terms of credit card rates. So the average APR on a new credit card account right now is a bit over 22%. And if you're talking about existing accounts with finance charges, it's about 22.3%. And again, those are just the averages. The maximum APR on a number of accounts is closer to 30 or even 35-36%. So a lot of people are paying really astronomical rates. And even people with excellent credit are paying very high rates relative to the past. The average among credit cards for excellent credit is about 17% right now, a little over that. So that's the most credit-worthy consumers, and even they, on average, are not getting around 10%. It's also worth noting that the average APR hasn't been 10% or below in at least the last 30-plus years, and probably forever, just going based on the latest available data at hand. So it's really a tall feat to expect the overall average to go from over 22% to 10% at the most. And it's also kind of important to throw out there that if you're someone out there worried about high credit card interest rates, there's a tried and true way to minimize what you pay on interest, and you don't need a presidential order or any sort of law. As long as you pay your credit card statement balance in full by the due date every month, you're not going to incur any interest charges. Of course, that's always easier said than done. There are going to be times when you might need longer to pay it off. But if you make paying in full your go-to, you'll be in good shape and potentially able to qualify for a card with a 0% introductory APR when you need to pay something off over a longer period of time and avoid interest charges. You'll also be much better off if you listen to the experts, which brings us to our guest today. To help you make sense of calls for a 10% credit card interest rate cap and the significant pushback they've received, I'd like to welcome our guest, Brett House. Brett is a professor of economics at Columbia Business School and was previously the deputy chief economist at Scotiabank. Thanks for joining us, Brett.
It's good to be on with you.
always great to have insights from someone as experienced as you. So I'll just cut to the chase. We've heard a lot of kind of bluster and people talking from both sides and talking up their opinions. But what do you say about a 10% credit card rate cap? Overall, is it a good idea?
Well, it's an astonishing idea to hear from a White House administration that says it's committed to free markets and the ability of business to do its work unfettered by unnecessary regulation. A 10% cap on credit card interest rates will simply lead to decreased access to credit cards for people who are at the bottom of the credit quality ladder. It is not going to open up access to finance. It is going to limit it. Capital doesn't suddenly become cheaper for the financing of credit card balances. Mm-hmm. And as a result, a cap on interest rates will just limit the amount of credit that is made available.
Gotcha. So would it help anyone at the end of the day, or is it all just kind of negative effects?
Well, it may help existing credit card holders, mm-hmm. but they could see their accounts ended or wound down if this cap were to remain in place for more than a limited period. And it will certainly restrict access to credit cards for anyone applying for them with less than stellar credit.
Interesting. And I know that this has kind of been proposed in many different forms, but the latest one is kind of put forth a 1-year temporary cap. Do you think that that would minimize any of the negative impacts, or like it would inevitably become permanent because people wouldn't want to go back, those types of things?
Well, whether it's a 1-year cap or a longer cap, it is a policy idea that is seeking to address a symptom rather than an underlying issue, which is that inflation remains higher stubbornly than it should be. And that is being driven by what are massive increases in the federal deficit. So the real steps that are required to get the cost of borrowing down involve inlining aggregate demand more closely with existing aggregate supply. And that requires a pullback in the fiscal deficits that this White House is blowing up.
Gotcha. So, symptom of a problem we're trying to treat instead of the main issue. That might be partly help explain kind of the big pushback we've seen from the credit card industry and the big banks. It seems like anytime there's a threat to their earning power, there's a large kind of pushback, and which is understandable. They have shareholders to answer to. But do you think that kind of how loud they have been in response to a 10% rate cap is justified given the impact, or are they kind of overblown a little bit?
Well, as we've discussed, they face the same cost of capital to finance credit card balance, regardless of whether a cap on the rates they can charge are put into place. Mm-hmm. And so it stands to reason that the most obvious result of a cap being put into place is that availability of credit card financing will simply go down. And there is nothing that the federal government can do to force banks or other credit card providers to continue to provide access to their product, mm-hmm. if they make the cost-benefit analysis of providing those products more negative.
Gotcha. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. One thing that we've seen is credit card interest rates in particular get very, very high over the past several years. And part of the issue, it seems, is that the credit card companies are applying an increasingly large margin to the prime rate. And so they're taking the rights the federal government has set in, then adding a whole bunch more to it than maybe they have in the past. Is that something that people should be worried about? Do you think maybe like capping the margin at 10% would be more practical, or is that still kind of the same negative issues that would result from that?
Let's be abundantly clear. The federal government does not set interest rates. Mm-hmm. The Federal Reserve sets its target rate for the Fed funds rate, which is a rate range that hopes banks will charge each other for lending overnight balances between themselves. And then things like the prime rate get set off of that benchmark and get set off of the yields on U.S. Treasury notes and bills for longer dated maturities. So the federal government does not set interest rates. It is the independent action of the Fed in concert with financial markets that set interest rates. The fact that credit card interest rates are as high as they are reflects the fact that credit card borrowing is provided to a range of different quality credits at the individual level, and those interest rates need to reflect the possible losses, the expected losses, and delinquencies that occur on that lending. Now, if the margin has widened, there is a legitimate concern that can be raised about whether competition within the credit card and financial services space is as robust as it should be, and that's something we can absolutely look at. But the natural solution there is increasing competition in the sector and providing access to more participants in order to drive those prices down, rather than capping the prices that existing participants can charge.
Yeah, gotcha. Makes it, let the markets handle it. Competition is always good to bring down the rates, and those artificial caps, I guess, never really turn out very well.
Well, artificial caps almost inevitably are akin to squeezing a balloon. You may get the cap put into place, but there are going to be unintended consequences that bulge out elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And here, it is almost certainly going to be reduced access to credit card products for low credit score individuals and households.
Gotcha. And would you say that that's partly why credit card interest rates have gotten so high, is that the market has expanded? Like in the past, maybe it was harder to get credit with bad credit or no credit experience, and there are a lot more options nowadays, and so that's kind of driving the rates higher?
Well, that goes in exactly the opposite direction to the point we just made, that competition should bring those rates down. I don't think that's the case. I think, you know, there are legitimate questions to ask about whether there is sufficient competition in this space that has widened some margins on credit card products. And that's where I would be focusing attention if I were concerned about the interest rates being imposed on credit card borrowers. But this White House has actually been reducing oversight on competition and antitrust issues rather than enhancing it.
Yeah, that's a great point. So I guess you could say the government's heart is in the right place, if government has a heart, in trying to help reduce affordability. And it's clear they're not going about it the right way by trying to cap credit card interest rates. But I guess, what would you say if you could talk to the president right now and the decision makers and say, like, listen, you're going about it the wrong way. If you really want to improve affordability for the average person, you should try to do X, Y, Z. What would you say?
Well, I can't speak to what the motivations of the White House or the president and his administration are in proposing this cap, but I can speak in concert with the vast consensus of economists who would say that the necessary step to increase affordability is by making it easier to produce goods and services that can then be provided in greater abundance and bring their prices down for average American households and businesses. And it is paradoxical and internally contradictory to, on the one hand, talk about increasing affordability by limiting interest charges and pursuing a nonsensical broad-based trade war, which has imposed a massive set of taxes on American consumers and households through tariffs that are paid by Americans that, contrary to what the White House says again and again, are not paid by foreign suppliers and they're not paid by foreign governments.
Gotcha. So yeah, focus on improving kind of competition, kind of business across the borders, and stop trying to put your finger on the scale, and it might go a little better, I guess, is the short story. But I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I guess, do you have any other kind of tips for people who might be concerned about credit card interest rates, or for the government and regulators who want to kind of make the market more competitive? That's my last question, I guess.
Well, for individuals and households who are concerned about high credit card interest rates, the most important tip is to avoid them by not running a balance on your credit cards. If you find yourself in a situation where you've run up spending on a credit card and you're unable to pay the balance in full every month, that is a moment where you should speak with your bank, speak with your credit card issuer, and make a good faith attempt to consolidate those debts in a lower interest rate product. And you know, ensure that that credit card balance is paid off, and move that debt to something that provides a more reasonable interest rate. Carrying a balance on your credit card is one of the worst things that anyone can do for their financial health. Now, for regulators and policymakers, you know, I would say again, there are some clear steps that we could take to improve affordability for Americans. And the most important first step would be to bring down the incredibly usurious tariffs that have been imposed by American businesses and households by this administration.
Great. I think you've given everyone a lot to think about. Hopefully they'll follow your advice and we'll get the prices moving down and the competition moving up. But I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today, and we'll hopefully have you back pretty soon.
It's great to speak with you.
Okay. I think that's about it for today. It's been a lot of fun learning a little bit more about money with all of you. And if it's all right with you guys, I think I'd like to do it again pretty soon. Because if you're not penny wise, you could find yourself buried by interest charges and no one would be able to hear your cries. I know, spooky. Thanks again to Lee Enterprises and Wallet Hub for helping put this all together. And thanks to you for listening.